And good evening, everybody. It's Hans here coming to you from Heflin, Alabama, where it's raining right now. It's not as hard as it was earlier, but we're just sitting here. Yep, and then, of course, there's a time, 7 o'clock Central Time. And so we're just here in Heflin. I made it here safely. I haven't really booed much or been online or done a whole lot in terms of, you know, we've been keeping busy doing other things. One of the things we've been doing is with Delma here, who's on the bed with me here.
Hello, everyone.
All right. And so anyway, yep, there she is. And we just actually today got a house trailer. She'd been staying with her brother here, and just things have been, just in a nutshell, things have been going really, really rough. They've been just getting along like oil and water, not at all, basically. And so she's finally got a house trailer. It's actually just outside of Heflin in a small community of Evertsville, just kind of on the outskirts of it in a trailer park, and I'll let her talk about it some here.
Okay, the trailer is green and white, and it's a two-bedroom trailer. I don't know exactly how long it is. Just guessing, I would say about maybe 60 foot.
Something like that, yes.
50 to 60, anyway. And it's approximately 12 feet wide, I was saying. And it's green and white. You have a little front porch you go up to and go up on. And then you go in. To the right is the kitchen. Then you have the living room. The hallway is in the front. And you go down the hallway, you have a little small bedroom, then there's a washer and dryer hookup, bathroom, and then the master bedroom is at the very end. And it needs some repair work first, like some windows is boarded up and things like that, but most of that is because of the winter, and they just covered them up for the winter, so we was told. And I love the kitchen in it. It's got open floor plan between the kitchen and living room. There's no divider or nothing. You just, on one side is carpet for the living room. On the other side is tile or linoleum.
Linoleum, yeah.
For the kitchen area. You got a refrigerator. There's a little counter space there with drawers. Then you've got the stove. And then the sink, and then a long counter, and there's even a place you could put a computer there. And then on the back is some little windows, be a perfect place to put a dinette seat.
Yeah, so it sounds pretty nice, and it does, as she said, needs a little bit of work, but it's certainly beats staying here where she's stuck in just basically one room and can't do anything for her brother complaining about everything she breathes practically. And so this will be home again, and just under that, this is for the time being until something better comes along and she can have her cat and have her peace and quiet. And so which will be great, because you know, and I'm happy for her and that too. So you know, we did go look at it today. The rent is fairly reasonable, and the guy
and it has gas heat, electric stove, and refrigerator.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's got one of those heaters in the living room, but it's a pretty good one. And like the stove and fridge are like the newer, like with frost-free fridge, and of course the stove is fairly modern, so it's pretty good. The only thing it lacks is a storm door, so we can't really have have it open to let the fresh air in. But you know, it's not bad. And it has like kind of a front porch type, like a wood French porch that somebody put onto it. And there's a creek that runs pretty much right behind it, or a branch or whatever we want to call it, runs right by the bedroom and kind of on an angle. So it's a nice little thing, and certainly was happy that
definitely beat being here with my so-called brother. Well, actually, he is my brother, but he's treatment, he does act like family.
No. And of course, I've noted, been trying to talk on Skype and playing movies and stuff in the background, purposely up really loud so I can hardly hear it, and it's very annoying. So That'll be the end of it once we move in the next couple of days or so. Like tomorrow we start, and how long it'll take, we don't know, which means probably being off for a few days offline, but we'll be on ASAP, and so that's pretty much the status where I'm in. And, you know, I'm certainly having a good time, you know, enjoying myself here. And so, anyway, with that, the time is running short here. Just got about 40 seconds and counting down, so that'll wrap it for this boo, and I will boo at y'all later, and maybe Delma will too. So y'all take care, and have a blessed day. So long, everybody.